Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
With the 4th of July looming next week, that must mean it's time for the Bloomington City Golf Tournament to heat up. And over the weekend, we saw a 36-hole qualifier to determine the brackets for the championship flight, the senior flight, and the super seniors flight. The championship flight and seniors flight will consist of 16 players, 15 qualifying over the weekend, and the super seniors will have 7 qualifiers, as all of the defending champions are automatically entered into the match play bracket. In the men's championship flight, last year's runner-up Nick Burris held off Bloomington North golf coach Brian Muehlhaus for medalist honors. Burris, who plays his golf now at DePaul, Burris and Muehlhaus both put up great scores on Saturday, but difficult playing conditions on Sunday saw them both trying to hang on and pick up qualifying medalist honors, but it was Burris's two-putt birdie on the 18th and final hole that gave him a one-shot victory and the number 2 overall seed in the men's championship flight. Doak Henry checked in with the round of the day. His 70 saw him finish third. And the race to get in the championship flight ended in a playoff, as Chuck Vernon and Bloomington North golfer Sam Wise survived a 3-for-2 playoff to wrap up the men's championship bracket. Chuck Vernon, his reward is playing number 2 seed Nick Burris, and Sam Wise, the North Cougar, will take on last year's champion Jackson Cowden. The Reds return to the radio tomorrow night as they host the first-place Milwaukee Brewers at the Great American Ballpark. Marty Brenneman's pregame tomorrow, 7 p.m. Dave and Glass in the zone. Your phone calls tonight. The Paul George saga rages on, plus the Pacers draft recap. We'll do it all tonight, 6 to 7, right here on WGCL. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Part 2 of our city golf recap from the weekend. We saw 36-hole qualifying from the men's championship flight and the men's senior flight. Ike Martin held off Matt Till by a shot to claim medalist honors and the number 2 seed in the senior championship match play bracket. Steve Hines finished 4th, but he didn't even need to qualify. Hines is last year's champion and will automatically go in as the number 1 seed. Till, who hasn't played since the early 2000s in the city tournament, gave Martin a battle. Both of them shot 75 on a difficult Sunday morning, but Martin's 2-day total was enough to win by one shot and claim the number 2 seed. How tough was it playing at Cascades on Sunday? Well, the lowest score in the senior championship qualifying was just 73, and that was by the defending champion, Steve Hines. In the super seniors, this is the first year they've been asked to go 36 holes in qualifying, and Fred Cooksey took home medalist honors, beating John Cantwell by 3 shots. Cooksey will check in as the number 2 seed. Doak Henry, his reward for winning a playoff against Tom Dillon, will be a matchup against the number 1 seed and defending champion in the Super Seniors, Rick Miracle. The road to the city championship will begin the weekend of July 8th, as match play will determine this year's city champions. Dave and Glass with you in the zone tonight from 6 to 7. We'll recap the Pacers draft and update you on the Paul George saga. The Pacers have yet to move their all-star forward, even though he's declared he will not play for them after next season. Plus, take your phone calls. The Reds are in St. Louis this afternoon for a makeup game, but return to the radio tomorrow night to host the first-place Milwaukee Brewers at the Great American Ballpark. Marty Brenneman's pregame at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.